glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 119, verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. I love that. Psalm 119, 93, friend, so good to see you. Happy Thursday. Hang on a second. Let me blow up the balloons. Let me roll out the red carpet, and let me welcome you to another edition of Mark and Friends today on this Thursday, July the 30th. Now think about this. Saturday begins the month of August. Wow. Well, Fred, I hope and pray that you are taking advantage of every opportunity because time is a flying by. You know, it's so funny because when you're growing up, this is hilarious. I had folks tell me when I was growing up, you know, older folks tell me, you know, you enjoy your youth now because it's just going to be flying by when you get older. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And when I was a teenager, I was just waiting to become 18 and 19 to become independent and have a full-time job. And now, here I am. I'm balding. I have a mortgage. I have a car payment. I got a family. And it's already 2015. Time is just a flying by. But praise the Lord. His word tells us to take advantage of every opportunity, to number our days, and to be aware of divine appointments too. Amen. Well, friend, so good to see you. Pray that you're having yourself a great week. Kind of coming down from Vacation Bible School last week. Our church had VBS, and just a lot of fun. Really exhausting, but it's so rewarding. We had about 6, 7, or 8 kids raised their hand to receive Christ. They heard the salvation message. Seeds were planted last week, and we pray that it was planted in good soil. Amen. So we have to be praying for our area churches as they continue VBS, Vacation Bible School. Also, just a quick reminder, do want to encourage you to be part of the 2020 Challenge here on Great News Radio. You know, as we head into our 20th year of broadcasting, we are asking friends like you who love this ministry to get involved with a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. What is that? That's Andrew Jackson, one of him, every month for the next 20 months. Just a gift of $20 a month can go really make a difference here at this ministry. We're hoping and praying that we can upgrade some of our equipment, do some maintenance as well. And I don't know if you notice, we don't air commercials. We don't have government grants. We really do depend on God's grace and friends like you who financially support and partner with Great News Radio. So sign up for the 2020 Challenge today at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the 2020 Challenge banner. Sign up there, or you can call Karen and she can set you up. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Thank you so much as you pray and as you give to Great News Radio. And you are worthy, you are worthy, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you are worthy, worthy.
Lord, you're holy.
Holy.
are celebrating and exalting the name of Jesus today. Thanks so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll hanging out with you today. So there it is. It's staring right at you. I mean, the warning light on your car's dashboard, or the unopened bill, or the calendar reminder to make that doctor's appointment. And you know what you need to do, but you don't do it, right? Because you know it's likely going to be bad news. Have you ever been there? You know, friend, we could try to avoid bad news, kind of pretend it's not there, kind of push it under the rug a little bit, but that doesn't change reality, does it? You know, we have to face up to bad news when it comes. And the key question is, how do we do that? In fact, that was Nehemiah's situation. He was faced with a mountain of bad news that hit him like a truck. And fortunately, Nehemiah responded by turning to God in prayer. And his example can help us do the same today. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to open up to the book of Nehemiah chapter 1. We're going to take a look at verses 3 to 10. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. And I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. Then it says, "They said to me, 'Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire.' When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, 'Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commandments, decrees, and laws you have gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commandments, then even if your exiled people are from the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand.'" Wow, talk about a prayer right there. You know, Nehemiah mentioned in verse 3 the word exile. Now, back in 586 BC, the southern kingdom of Judah fell to the Babylonian armies. And as a result, the Jews were deported or exiled to Babylon. And after 70 years of captivity in Babylon, the people of Israel were allowed to return to their homeland, including Jerusalem. So around 90 years later, a man named Nehemiah, still living in Babylon, asked his brother about the condition of Jerusalem and those who had returned to live there. And the report he received was grim. He was told the people were in trouble. The wall around Jerusalem had been broken down and its gates were destroyed. Now, if you do a study of that, I mean, we see this quite often, mainly in the Old Testament, about the walls around the city and the city gates and so forth. That's a pretty big deal. That was their level of protection to keep their enemies out. It's sort of like today if we didn't have an army and we didn't have police policing our areas. I mean, we will feel unprotected. And that's exactly what was going on when the wall was down. That means they were completely unprotected. They were vulnerable to any number of threats. And you know what, friend? And we hear this from time to time, and we know this. God wants to have a relationship with us. And to accomplish that goal, he often moves in our lives in one of two ways. He moves in response to our desperation for him, and he allows trouble into our lives because he knows that will bring us desperation for him. So he moves in response to our desperation for him, and he allows trouble in our lives because he knows that will bring us to desperation for him. And as we're studying today, God's people were in a desperate situation, and Nehemiah knew it. Fortunately, the desperate situation moved Nehemiah to desperately seek God. So hearing the plight of God's people in Jerusalem humbled Nehemiah. He was so broken at the news that he sat down before the Lord for days in order to mourn, pray, and fast. He allowed the devastation of his people to drive his desperation to see God move. You know, it's interesting that the first words, I don't know if you caught this or not, first words in Nehemiah's recorded prayer weren't focused on the bad news he had received. Instead, Nehemiah began by focusing on who God is, by throwing himself on the foundation of God's character. See, standing on the truth of that foundation, Nehemiah prayed that God would listen to his prayer and respond with compassion. And in the same way, our hope, friend, for moving forward spiritually isn't based on overcoming our problems, but it's on the simple fact of who God is. If you find yourself in a place of devastation and desperation, friend, consider the character of God and surrender to him. This is the path to spiritual renewal and awakening. You know, when we see a problem or encounter a crisis, our first response typically is try to fix it ourselves. I know that's me completely. Nehemiah did the opposite by retreating into prayer and fasting. By turning away from his problems, Nehemiah sought the ultimate solution to those problems. Prayer should be our first response, friend. We know this. We know this. Prayer should be our first response, not our last resort. See, when we see God in prayer and fasting, he responds. He responds. And as Nehemiah contemplated the circumstances of his people, he knew they must deal with their sin. See, repentance was the only answer. According to Nehemiah, repentance was the only answer. It's interesting that Nehemiah included himself as part of the problem. He wasn't living in Jerusalem, yet he counted himself and his family among those who had sinned against God. Nehemiah sought restoration for his fellow Jews, but he began with himself. And let me tell you, friend, that's so important. Before God brings revival to a nation or a group of people, he brings it first to the hearts of the individuals. So if you're praying for a revival in your church, it better start with you. One person's confession and repentance can be the spark that ignites a great awakening, friend. Nehemiah was that spark for the Jews in Jerusalem. God burdened Nehemiah about his own condition, and he used Nehemiah to rebuild and restore. You know, back in September of 1857, God used another spark by the name of Jeremiah Lamphere. You might have heard this story. He was a businessman so burdened to see God move that he began a prayer meeting in Manhattan. Now, while it started out really small, only about five or six people in attendance at that first prayer meeting, God began a wave of prayer and renewal that led to the revival of 1858. More than 1 million people were converted to faith in Christ in 1 year because of that prayer meeting. That was the spark that started it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, friend, what would happen? What would happen if that kind of movement happened in our community today, in our culture, in our country? Millions coming to Christ. Think about that. And it all starts with prayer. You never know how God will use the spark of one desperate praying believer to influence another, who influences others, who influences others, until millions of lives are changed to the glory of God. Be that spark, friend. Be that spark today. We all receive bad news, but there is a way to deal with it, and that's prayer. There has never been a great movement of God that was not preceded by the extraordinary prayer of God's people. Be that spark today.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Yes, friend, let that be our prayer today. Open, Father, open the eyes of our hearts. Amen and amen. Hey, friend, just want to remind you of a few different things happening here in the next couple of days and weeks. I'll be praying for Cornerstone Baptist Church in Savoy as they have their Vacation Bible School next week, Sunday through Thursday, August 2nd through the 6th. It's the Journey Off the Map VBS from 6 to 8:30 each night. Cornerstone Baptist Church, located at 702 East Church Street in Savoy. And the Canteen Run will have a garage sale Thursday through Saturday, August 13th through the 15th at 3701 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign, right behind Prairie Gardens, past the overpass. And all the proceeds will benefit the ministry to help the local poor. So you can get more details on that and other events, by the way, at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, friend, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition, praise the Lord, of Mark and Friends that gets underway. Mark and Jason, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. And again, for the rebroadcast tomorrow night, 7:32 p.m. also Central Time. But in the meantime, friend, I hope and pray that you have a good rest of your Thursday. And remember that you are salt, you are light, friend, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.